Hey, we're back out here in the outdoors, and today we're going nuts. I feel like sometimes I'm going nuts. No, actually, we're talking about some nuts today. The acorn. There we go. And there is a ton of acorns under my feet right now. So, deer season is here. And so when you're thinking about different things, let's say you're thinking about becoming a deer hunter or you're already a deer hunter. Every deer hunter knows that's seasoned for very long, that's been out here hunting, that you can do a lot of things out here when it comes to putting out a lot of stuff for deer. But when these little babies here start falling out of the trees, these red oaks and white oaks and all that, those deer, they shoot right to the acorns and they start feeding on those acorns. It's just like, it just happens. You can have out the best food out there. You can have a smorgasbord or a buffet. But when these acorns start falling, you're going to lose a lot of deer where they're going to feed these acorns. So when you're looking at a piece of property, and kind of like our property here, you're going to be putting up some permanent blinds and some permanent stands, most likely, because, you know, you want to take kids. You may have some senior adults that you want to take out there and have a safe place for them to hunt, like a box blind on the ground or something like that. So you're going to set up some spots that are permanent. Now, right behind the camera, right over here in front of me over here, you're going to see that we have an open area and there is a food plot there. Now, I haven't got the food plot planted just yet because our cedar kind of broke down. We're trying to get it fixed, but eventually this winter, we will have a food plot there. But you'll see a feeder that's there, and so we're throwing out, you know, might be protein pellets, maybe some whole kernel corn. And then we've got a box blind over there that you'll see. But when we were looking as far as where do we want to put this stand, and we wanted to put it to where not only were we going to provide all that, because you can put all that stuff out there, but again, you need to find out where these trees that are producing these mass crops are, and if you can find a location that's suitable for you putting up a stand or a blind, you having a food plot, being able to put up a feeder, and all that, and have the acorns there, then you're golden, man. I mean, you're right there. You're doing the best that you can. And so right here where I'm standing, there is just literally acorns littered on the ground right here. And this is also a spot that we done some dirt work in, and so I had planted some wheat here earlier, but there will be some wheat and some other things that we'll plant over there, whether it be Austrian winter peas or maybe some oats. We'll plant some oats over there, maybe some clover. But we planted wheat here to kind of hold the ground so it wouldn't wash away, but the deer love it and they're feeding here. But they're also feeding right here on these acorns. And I can tell you from experience and from being out here that you can sit over there in that blind and you can have that food over there right in front of you. But I've seen them come right over here, start feeding on these acorns, because these trees typically produce a lot of acorns, and we can shoot back this direction. And I've seen them feed here and not go anywhere else, not even visit me over there. You know, but I've got a shot right here, so hence that's why we put the permanent stand here. So when you're looking around on a piece of property, and let's say maybe that you're not going to be putting up a permanent stand, but you're going out and you've done some scouting, be sure to look for those trees that produce these mass crops and have, you know, the pin oaks, maybe the white oaks, and, you know, red oak acorns that are dropping there. And then look around for some deer sign, because that's where you're likely going to find the deer. And when you're setting up a permanent spot, try to get all that in one spot. Hey, acorns, they may not be too tasty to us, but the deer love them. You know, you can have, like I said, all of these good things out here, like food plots, feeders, mineral blocks, and more. But don't forget about these acorns. While all of these other food items are great, like I told you before, when the acorns start falling, know that they are the most important food item to these deer, especially here in our area. You know, it kind of reminds me about salvation. We can do a lot of great things, but if we're missing the most important thing, it won't matter. We can do things like giving to those in need, going to church, participating in a lot of activities, striving to be a great person. But if we're missing the most important thing, it's all worthless. That most important thing, you know what that is Jesus. Without a relationship with Him, everything is worthless. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 7, 21 and 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, Jesus says, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Hey, how terrifying that would be. Jesus wanted these men to know that these works, these things they were doing, weren't going to save them. And they don't save us either, all these good works. We are saved by God's grace alone. In Ephesians 2, chapter 2, 8 through 9 says, For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Our faith must declare that Jesus alone saves us, not our good deeds, not keeping His commandments, and certainly not a mixture of both. It is only Jesus. And because of the beautiful gift of life that God has given us, because of His salvation, we then offer our lives in surrender to Him. Our good works come as a result of being saved, like a thank you to Jesus for what He's done for us. We want to do those good works. Hey, if you'd like to see more videos like these or learn more about who Jesus is, follow LifeWord on social media or check us out at lifeword.org. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.